USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was grilled on why Biden didn't mandate COVID vaccines for migrants crossing the border.
Well, look, our objective is to get as many people vaccinated across the country as humanly possible. And so the president's announcement yesterday was an effort to empower businesses, to give businesses the tools to protect their workforces. That's exactly what we did. But certainly we want everybody to get vaccinated, and more people are vaccinated, whether they are migrants or whether they are workers, protects more people in the United States.
Americans across the country came together on September 11th to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000, wounded thousands more, and left an indelible scar on the nation's psyche. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio's looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A school day unlike any other. Two students who were there in a Florida classroom when President George W. Bush first learned America was under attack recall that day 20 years later. Here's Mike Fortier.
President Bush was with students at N.A.E. Booker Elementary School in Sarasota, Florida, when Chief of Staff Andy Card approached, whispered into his ear, and told them what was happening. Andre Hobbs was in fifth grade that day, but he didn't grasp the significance at the time.
Probably until I got, in high school or, out of high school, that's when I realized, how important or how big of a day that was that day.
Leonard Rivers was also there. Now that he's a police officer, he tells ABC Action News he has a better appreciation for the heroism on display that day.
Being in law enforcement, I can understand what type of impact it had on the firefighters, the officers, everybody who went to try to help, who didn't make it back home.
20 years later, Hobbs works across the street from the school, and his son is a student there. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Bush speaks at Ground Zero on that Friday, 9/14/2001.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden today joined a commemoration of the 9/11 terrorist attacks at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton were also at the ceremony, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.